The Agriculture Appropriation Subcommittee really took a preemptive strike on that with the bill that they passed out of their subcommittee for appropriations in terms of looking at what was appropriate, restoring some new guardrails and guidelines, or reaffirming previous guardrails and guidelines on the Commodity Credit Corporation. So that's led by Chairman Andy Harris, and I appreciate the work that they did. I'm not sure that we're going to have to. I think they perhaps, if this is successful the whole way through the appropriations process, that will address that issue. Because I do think there was a little more liberty taken in dipping into that CCC than what it should have been. That is supposed to help farmers that fund when they get into issues, right? It's to pay off the crop insurance. It's to help pay the dairy margin coverage when it's triggered. By the margin, it is where we do some of the pay for the conservation programs, all things that are really about helping farmers facing struggles and issues, and quite frankly, what USDA did were worthy programs that should have been done. Of the administration working with Congress, and we've done it legislatively. We've been happy to do that, but that's not what happened. Things like how do you help small process? How do you get more competition in protein processing? Well, they did this program, the climate-friendly commodity grant program that they did. All things that were new opportunities to grow, but really didn't address financial challenges. And without that element of addressing the financial hardship for farmers, I think it falls outside the definition of the authority that the executive branch has. And so I'm thinking actually through the appropriations process, those guidelines will be tightened. That's happened that way once before, at least once.